You're listening to episode 58, brought to you by Canvas People. For your free 11x14 canvas, you can go to canvaspeople.com and enter the code LOVELY. Cultivating the Lovely with me, Mackenzie Monroe from cultivatingthelovely.com and Bold Turquoise across pretty much all social media, and
Jordy McKenna from jordymckenna.com and wisehouseoils.com. Today, we're going to chat about the everyday life stuff and how we get it done.
Yes, the less glamorous side of motherhood and homemaking, but no less essential. We'll be talking about how we do things, maybe where we fall short, or whatever little mom hacks we may have acquired over the years. And we're kind of hitting on this because this coming month in the Patreon group, we're going to be talking about laundry and the laundry room. And so I thought, sometimes we just got to do the nitty gritty, and it's not always fun and lovely, but hopefully we'll have some ideas of how we do things or how we make other people under our care do them.
Amen.
Yes. So we both have 4 kids, so there's a plethora of laundry. Mm-hmm. How do you handle your laundry situation, Jody?
Well, the laundry situation got changed because my husband got tired of not having clothes to wear. I mean, I didn't mind, but he decided about 3 years ago took over doing his own laundry.
Wow.
So I don't worry about my husband. And already once when I tried to iron one of his shirts, he asked me, did you actually iron this? I was like, yeah. He's like, no, you didn't. I'm like, yeah, I did. So that's he irons his own shirts too. So wow. I love that.
Yeah.
Really, with all of our kids, they kind of do their own laundry.
That's nice.
My son, Asher, I don't have to say anything to him. He's 13, though, and he's just particular about his clothes and things like that.
Yeah.
The only thing is we run into where he'll do this whole load of laundry, and there's only, like, 3 things in there. And
yeah.
getting him to understand, like, put the rest of it in there, too. Like, let's not do all these multiple loads, because more people have laundry to do. And then Ezra and Gabe, they share a room. And so their clothing pile will get like 3 feet tall. And I have to remind them. But once I remind them, then they bring their tubs down. And then they'll put their laundry in. And like, I have given up on sorting. So everything goes in with the boys. Because, you know, they have a lot of the athletic clothes anyways that stink to high heaven. And so everything just goes in and they'll get it in and they'll start the washing machine. And typically they'll move it along too after I remind them. But then I have to coach.
Yeah.
And then Naomi, she's not one to actually get her laundry into the laundry basket. And sometimes you don't even see her floor. So she's a real anomaly in the family because she's very particular about organization in other areas of the house except her room.
Yeah.
And so hers, and I think part of the reason why she is not always on top of her laundry is she knows if she waits, then she'll get someone to help her.
Yeah.
And she's very, very social. And so she wants you to both walk down the stairs together and both of you put it in the washing machine. And it's a very much of an experience or a party for her.
Yeah.
And then she wants you to fold it with her and she chats and she comes up with a game and it's like everyone's strawberry shortcake and it's really fun.
Yeah. So,
and then there's mine. I just dump everything in except for my white shirts. And, but with me, I often leave it in the basket.
Yeah.
And so I'll just pull stuff out of the basket and we'll have baskets of clean laundry in the laundry room. And my husband will be like, is this dirty? I'm like, no, it's in the basket. That means it's clean. And he's like, how am I supposed to know that? I'm like, well, because it's like, it's not in the front of the washing machine. It's over to the side. And so this system that I have, he just really hasn't figured out.
Yeah.
It's in the basket. It's clean.
Of course.
So it's not sitting outside the laundry room.
Yeah.
But our laundry room is very tight, so I can understand why he gets irritated. But
yeah.
So really, it's kind of everyone is slightly on their own. Just some people need encouraged and reminded. What do you guys do?
Well, I mean, we've gone through many incarnations of the laundry thing over the years. Before we moved, I mean, a very common scenario would be that I generally, sometimes Judah would start loads, but we usually just put everybody's clothes together. And so I would start loads, or Judah, who was, you know, is eight, he would start loads. And then the boys would, I would say, flip the laundry, and they would go flip it over. And then a lot of times Roman would help me with the folding, but we would typically, it's like the couch, everything would get dumped onto the couch, and I would fold. And I would typically get the stuff folded, but then the putting away of everything was always like my big hang up. And I could get the boys to go put their stuff away, but then I still have my stuff to put away and the girls' stuff to put away. And so we would end up, you know, like taking stuff off the couch far more often than I would prefer. Since moving, I mean, it's just a little bit different because our space is different and everything. And I would say I try to tackle our laundry 2 times a week. I try to make it, I know there's big debate over like, do a load a day or do it like 1 day a week. I don't have like a set day, but if I see things starting to pile up, then I try to keep relatively on top of it. I do everybody's together. And then a lot of times Roman will help me fold. Roman puts all of his stuff away. Jude will put his stuff away. And then it's just, again, a matter of me getting my stuff and the girl's stuff put away. But our laundry machines are kind of right near where we put our clothes away, which is actually really helpful. Right. Something that I've wanted for years. I doubt will ever happen, but I would love a family closet where it's just like everything is right there, because I think it would just make it so much easier to put everything away. But I mean, this is probably the closest scenario we have to that right now, just because everything's pretty close to the washer and dryer. So it's just a matter of getting everyone's stuff put away. But a lot of times, I mean, more times than I would like, than what I would like to have happen, mine and the girls' stuff ends up folded in the basket, and I take out of the basket. But I have been better, but it's just a process. And it's also the process because the boys weren't as much this way, Judah a little bit, but my girls are getting into that, oh, we want to change clothes 3 times a day. Oh, and it's like, No. Mommy can't handle that amount of laundry. I'm going to restrict the number of clothes you have just so you don't have options to choose 80 times a day.
Yes.
And I have one daughter who also has like sensory issues. So she's very specific about like what pants she will actually wear. So I do have to kind of keep on top of that so that she has clothing she will put on her body without, you know, like fully laying out on the floor screaming that her pants are hurdy pants.
Well, and probably for you now too, like you're out of diapers now, right?
Yes.
So you and I mean, you and I are both cloth diaper girls. So
yeah.
Remember like how the, like the backlog of laundry with the, having cloth diapers like that. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, and actually I think that for me, cloth diapering helped me stay on top of the rest of my laundry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
Because I always had to make sure I could get a load of diapers in. And so not always, but a lot of the time, I think it helped me stay on top of the rest of the laundry. But the putting it away has always been hard.
Pretend you still have diapers.
There you go. Although I'm just so glad that that is not in the equation anymore. I've been out of it for a good year now. And it's just like, oh, that's glorious.
Yes, it is.
So what about dishes?
Dishes. The kids, after they eat their breakfast, they unload the dishwasher and then they reload it. And then kind of the rest of the day, I do most of the dishes, except like if we run enough, because it's not uncommon to run 2, sometimes 3 loads a day.
Wow.
With, because everyone thinks that they need a new cup every single time. They typically will always unload. Like they just have to hear it. And then they'll come running up, especially my Gabe. Like he's always there. Cause I think he knows if he's there, then he gets alone time with me. And so he really likes that.
Yeah.
And a lot of times too, like my husband and I take turns doing the cooking the meals. So whoever cooked the meal then typically is off for cleaning the dishes up, like at dinner time.
That's nice.
So then we kind of take turns that way.
That's definitely nice.
It is, but like I don't like filling a sink up, with water. So I
me
have the
either.
little wandy thing,
Yeah,
much to my mom's dismay.
right? Mine too. And I live with her now. And so, yeah. I'm always just like a rinse them off, put them in the dishwasher kind of gal. I don't like fill up the whole sink. But yeah, I do love me a good pair of dish gloves. I will say that. Before we moved, Roman was like, Judah was doing a lot of the emptying of the dishwasher. Roman was doing a lot of like the after dinner dishes and that sort of thing. But since we've moved, I mean, it's a change in dynamic and there are more adults in the house and stuff. So Roman, still a lot of time, I try to get him to like empty the dishwasher or Judah, so they're contributing. But a lot of times it's the adults right now who are cooking. I'm doing a lot of the cooking and helping with the cleaning, but my parents have been helping with that also. And so I think we have a little bit of an out of the ordinary, thing going on right now. But I will say there's more of that just like natural give and take happening. And so it's like if one of us has done a lot of cooking, somebody else will step up to do the dishes, kind of like what you were saying, which is so nice to feel like it's just not all on you. And that's really just, yeah, it just feels less heavy. Like, oh my gosh, there's so much to do.
I've noticed with my mom, she's very particular about the dishwasher. And so my kids will even go to help. And she's like, no, I got this, because she's got this system down. And then even if they try and unload it, they each have they've staked claim. Like Gabe does the top, Asher and Ezra split the bottom, and Naomi does the silverware. And like if you do anything other than that, all it's like war breaks out. And my mom doesn't know how to like that's new for my mom. Like wait, because I didn't grow up unloading the dishwasher. My
Yeah,
mom did
me
it.
either. Me either.
So
Yeah,
we have to
that's.
train our parents with this.
Yes. Well, and it's so funny since coming back to live with my parents, there were things that I just never realized that my mom had issues with. Like, because she just did everything when we were growing up. And while I think that was just, I don't know if it was just that era or whatever. I mean, I definitely try to
I think it
delegate
was.
more to my kids, and I have more kids than she did, so I don't know if that plays into it too. But like, my mom has serious issues if anything is in the butter, like if there's crumbs from toast or anything, like, oh my goodness, just totally makes her sick to her stomach. Where I didn't even know this was an issue. And then her counters, like, she is obsessive about the counters. I had no idea. Like, I won't even be done cleaning up after dinner. Like, there's still things on the counters, and she's like spraying them and wiping them down with the thieves spray. She's like constantly got that thieves bottle in her hand. It's hilarious. I'm like, Mother, just calm down. We'll get the counters. Like, I had no idea the counters were such an issue, but they are.
That's my mom too.
Yeah, I don't, it's so funny. Like, I don't know. It must be a generational thing. Hey, ladies, I want to take a quick second to tell you about a company that I'm really excited about, and that is Canvas People. Now, let me tell you a little story. Recently, I really wanted to get a picture of me and my kiddos, just the five of us together, to be able to have as a big piece of artwork in our new home. So I had a friend run over, and in 5 minutes in the freezing cold, she took this amazing picture of me and the four kids right on her iPhone. No special equipment or anything. I just wanted to get this picture. Well, Canvas People contacted me, and so I sent it over to them, and they sent me back the most amazing, beautiful, huge canvas to be able to put on my wall that will be a true piece of art for our new home. I could not be more thrilled with this picture and the fact that it came right off of a phone. That's really one of Canvas People's specialties. They know that most people take pictures on their phone, and they know how to guide you through the process to get you the products that are going to look best with the photos that you have. It's a great way to get those favorite photos off of your phone and actually put them up in your house. They've got all different sizes. They are beautiful wrapped canvases, and I really can't say enough good things about them. So because they're awesome and I know you're going to love Canvas People, I have a special code for you today to get your own 11 by 14 Canvas People print for free. Just pay shipping and handling, and you'll get a customized canvas print that you're going to love having in your home for absolutely free. So visit them at canvaspeople.com today, upload your own favorite memorable photo, and enter the special code LOVELY. Again, to get your free 11 by 14 print only from Canvas People, go to canvaspeople.com today and enter code LOVELY.
So I bet your bedtime routine's different than your mom's too.
Yeah, well, I have a lot more people involved in my bedtime routine than she did. My bedtime routine right now with the kids. Okay, do we want honesty here?
Yes. I think everyone wants honesty, right?
Yes,
right,
I think they do, but...
They're okay. Nodding yes.
Yes. I'm going to swallow my pride. I hate bedtime.
Me too.
Okay, because I feel like there's all these moms out there who... Bedtime is brilliant, and you read with your children, and you, like, snuggle and love them. And by bedtime, I'm so done that I'm just like, no more today. Get your teeth brushed. Get in bed. I love you, but I don't want to talk to you until you wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. And that is a character flaw, and I am needing to work on it, but I'm just so burnt out by bedtime.
Well, it could be a boundary issue, like... I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting them to have a good night's rest, and you have rest too.
Yeah. It's just the whole bedtime process that I'm feeling like I legitimately need to kind of do some of that adulting, as we've talked about on previous episodes and in the Patreon group. Like, I just kind of got to suck it up and act like I enjoy bedtime so it's not as terrible as it is.
Well, I don't think you have to act. I mean, there are some things to make it better. But, I mean, bedtime is just that. It's that hour of the day where they're going to try and do everything they can to stay awake. And they're already kind of tired, so the kids start snipping at each other. And,
like they kind of lose their minds. I mean, my 3-year-old and my 5-year-old, because, I mean, we have to make the beds, the floor beds, every evening. So it's like... pulling out mattresses, getting out the blankets, and if it's all of a sudden like a trampoline party, and it just is like they've legitimately lost their minds.
You know, in your season you're in right now, it could be like change it up and be like, all right, 5 minutes, jump all you want. Like, if you actually create that space, then it doesn't become like annoying, you know?
Yeah.
So then it's not, and it may actually lose its. I don't know, that it may lose its fun or appeal because all of a sudden, like, you've given them permission.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that's not fun.
That's true. It might. Welcome to always... Solve Mackenzie's Problems Hour with Jody McKenna.
No,
I'm serious. I do need help.
We deal with this. And like sometimes when Brian can tell I'm about ready to implode, even my mom has seen it when we've stayed with them. Like, we just create this race. All right, who can get ready the quickest? That, I mean, and there's no reward. It's just all of a sudden you look at your clock and you're like, I'm going to set the timer. Let's see how fast. And like all of a sudden we're like, okay. I mean, even though there's nothing to win.
Yeah. But there's something about that competition.
Bedtimes, I think, can be hard. And I think movies make it look like this, like it's magical. And I think it is hard. And when you add even more kids to it, I think it's hard for any level of kids just because it's bringing closure to the end of the day.
Yeah.
And sometimes, that's just hard.
Yeah.
And especially when your mind is going with all sorts of things that you as an adult still need to do.
Yes.
And I know I'm an entrepreneur, you're an entrepreneur, we both have small businesses. And so I keep thinking I've given everything I have today.
Yeah.
And I've been the good mom and I've done the homeschooling. I've done this, I've done that. Now I've got to get my work done to pay the bills.
Yes.
And that's often what I'm thinking in my head is like, I love you so dearly, but now I need to work.
Yes.
And if you're And I almost feel like, you're not honoring this. And it becomes an emotional battle when I don't think they're meaning intentionally. They want to stay up because that's a sign of, maturity. You got to stay up. And they think it's greater than what it really is. Like, I want to go to bed.
Well, and I will, like, my older kids, it's not so much an issue. It's like, okay, you want to stay up a little bit, go ahead, read your book or whatever, and then this is the time that you need to have lights out. And they'll do that. But still having littles, it's like it's that, you get them down and then 5 minutes later, I actually need water. No, you had water. Like, it's just that process that's just draining on a
You
person. It's, go
didn't
ahead.
hug me. You didn't pray for me.
Yes.
You didn't. I'm like, why did you?
Yes. Mommy has done all the things. Mommy's leaving now. Go away. Go to sleep, please. Okay, you want to go get in my bed? Fine. Just stop talking. Yeah. Because I've had many a late night. It's exactly what you were saying, is like, I always feel like either I want to be able to have that time to wind down that I don't get very often, but more often than not, I have to get work done before I can have that time to wind down. And yeah, it's like mommy's off the clock because I'm clocking in on another job. Okay, so meal planning and prep, what does that look like for you?
Well, this is kind of funny because for all the years that I've been married, I have never, ever, ever meal planned. You have encouraged me over the years. And I really, really tried all the systems that you've taught me. I have tried so hard. And it's like it is, I sit down to do it and it's like I'm standing in front of a maze and I have to figure it out. And like getting it all to come together is this overwhelming experience to me. And I end up not coming up with anything. And so I would go grocery shopping with no list and things just, fly into the cart. And I would come up with meals with no recipe. And it was much easier when we switched to eating a lot of paleo foods. And so I could come up with those kind of recipes more easily. But when my husband retired from being an engineer just to be home with us full time, this was maddening to him because he came from being highly structured at work to coming home where he lives, where I'm artsy fartsy and I just kind of fly by the seat of my pants. I love magical fun moments and they can happen at any moment. If I see fun, I'm just like squirrel and we're there. And for him, if he's going to have fun, it's actually on a calendar. Which to me, that means that that's the antithesis of fun if you're planning fun. Like, no. And so he would say, well, what's for dinner? And I said, I don't know. What do you want? And like, this was driving him nuts. And so he finally started making our meal plans.
That's so funny. I
And
could see
so
how he would be good at that, though.
he really is. He can get them done in a half an hour. And so he sets it up in Excel. Which I mean, he loves Excel, and I've toyed with actually putting these up on my blog because I've shown pictures of our meal plan, and people are like, oh, can I have that? And I really should just do it. And because we cycle through some very common
Well, have you
cookbooks,
tried Plan to Eat?
it's too much planning.
What? If he's using a spreadsheet,
Well, because he likes Excel, like it, he's got this system, it's
that's
great,
hilarious.
yeah, it works. So he's got the Excel, and then we have this app that we use that you can put in the different grocery stores. And so he puts those ingredients according, because we usually shop at Costco, Green Bean, which is a farm to table food delivery service we have, and then Trader Joe's. Those are our three spots. And so he puts it in the Excel, and then he's actually got the recipe saved in Google Keep, and we share that document. And then he prints it out and it goes up on the refrigerator. And then it has like we have Taco Tuesday and like we know like every Friday for lunch is pizza. We know like there's themes. Everything has a theme. And he made it fun and they have these silly names for every single day.
Oh,
And
that's
so
fun.
he knows that I'll follow it because the silly name. And then it says who's cooking that night. and what we have on the agenda for that day. So it's been really helpful to my kids, who I have a few who really, really crave structure and they do not like surprises. And so they can just go to this list and know what we're having. He's gone though this week. He's been in Arizona. And so I said, you know what, that's not fair for you to make it because you're not even going to be here to eat the food. And so like it has been kind of a disaster. We've had breakfast 3 nights in a row, and the
Oh,
kids are like,
that's
we're having
hilarious.
breakfast again. Like, yeah, it's easy. And they're like, oh, Dad, when's Dad coming back so we have more variety?
That's hilarious. Oh my
So
goodness.
that is our meal planning. My husband does it. And when it's me, then it's just whatever ingredients we have. I try and make art with it because that's fun.
Don't understand how we're the same type. Honestly, the same personality type because I'm also not like the engineer type. I am like artsy fartsy and all of that, but man, I gotta have my meal plan. I have to know what we're eating, and I can't go shopping if I don't have my list, and I'm like sort of obsessive about it. I do like plan to eat if I'm planning things myself because it creates my shopping list for me, and I can repeat whole menus and do all that kind of thing. I've also had good luck with Prep Dish. That's been a good one if I just don't want to plan it, and I
You
really.
recently did a video of that, didn't you? Of making your meal? It was like
Oh, that was
meatloaf.
no. Okay, I'm gonna get to that in a sec. That's
Okay.
HelloFresh. But yeah, Prep Dish just gives you like the actual meal plan. They give you the like your shopping list, and then they give you a list like kind of that walks you through a couple hours on the weekend to prep everything for the week. So that when you actually get to making your dinners, it only takes you like 5 to 20 minutes to actually get dinner on the table. And I am a big, like, I like anything that I can do prep ahead in all areas of my life. And so that one, I really do like Prep Dish. People should still be able to go to prepdish.com/lovely if they want to check that out. But then the newest one that I've tried, then they're going to be sponsoring the podcast. I think they maybe already have once this podcast comes out, is HelloFresh. And they pick the meals, like they just completely pick them out for me and they sent them to my door. So it's everything that we needed for the meals. I got three
That's
meals.
nice.
It's got the recipe with really, really clear instructions with pictures and the whole thing. They sent me an apron. Like, it was,
Seriously?
yes, I love that everything was like all the ingredients for one
Oh,
meal are
fun.
in a bag. So I just took out like anything that needed to be in the refrigerator and I put it in a drawer in the refrigerator. But everything else, it's like I know that when I go to make that meal, I just grab this bag and I have everything that I need. It was super simple to make and they've been delicious. And it's things that I probably, like, if I'd gotten them on a meal plan kind of, software or, something where they say, make this week, I would have said, oh, I don't know if my family would like that. So I'm going to tweak it or I'm going to do this other thing. But when the ingredients are just sent to your house, you just go ahead and make it because that's what you have. And it really just simplified things so much, especially like last week was a really crazy week for us. And so to not have to actually go to the grocery store and do all of that, like people were saying, oh, if you don't want to have to go in the grocery store and do your shopping, then just order your groceries online and then go pick them up or whatever, which is fine. And I think that's a good option too. But I didn't even have to place the order for the specific things and put them all in the cart. Like it just showed up. And so while I know it's not going to be something that I'm going to be doing weekly to be able to like afford to do that, I think that on those weeks that I know I have coming that are going to be super busy, it's totally worth it.
Yeah, or even for like, let's say it's you have the babysitter coming or something like that, you know, like that's, and you don't want it to be mac and cheese night, then they could actually just prep this because it's all there and you don't have to leave instructions. It's ready to go.
I think that it simplifies a lot of things. Like if I could just afford to do it for every meal, I probably would just because it made it so simple and it took so many steps out of it for me that it was completely worth it. Okay, just a couple more here. Bed making. Are you guys into that?
Well, we read, I don't know if you've seen this, there's a video on YouTube about this, is it sergeant or general, that he's got this whole a graduation address about making your bed first thing in the morning. And that
Funny.
in the military, that's why it's so important, making your bed, because you've accomplished something for the day. And if you've accomplished one thing, then you're more likely to accomplish other tasks throughout your day. And so we make our bed every single day. Now, sometimes I lay, no, I can't, I mean, I think, I don't know if Brian and I probably alternate. It's nothing that we actually purposefully like work out. Like, hey, you're making this. That. So it's usually, I've been trying to get up earlier than him. So he's been making it. It actually looks like it's the military when he makes it.
Oh, that's
Now, when I
funny.
make it, I just kind of like throw the covers up and throw the
Yeah.
pillows on, and I don't really care. But for the kids, that's part of we created like a lesson planner for the kids that you can actually download on our blog, on my blog,
Oh, fun.
that my husband made, and it's another Excel spreadsheet, and it's color coded, but in there is make your bed, and there's a little checkbox. So we're trying to train the kids that every single day they make their bed. It makes their room look nicer. It really gives a sense of accomplishment, even though it's just making the bed. But I think I really think it's a good and important skill and habit. And it sounds like you have to do that every day too.
Prior to us moving, I liked to say that I conformed more to like the Italian form of homemaking, which
What's
is like
that?
they like don't make their beds first thing in the morning because they think the sheets need to be aired out from you sleeping in them all night long. So it's like kind of allowing, all the heat from your body and everything to dissipate, and then they make their beds later. And for me, like I was always having little people napping in my bed throughout the day. So it was like, why make the bed when we're gonna be back here in a few hours? And so I didn't. But it was something that my kids did more. I would have them do it. But now that we've moved and we have these floor beds, like we have to pick up our beds every single morning. So it wasn't like a, oh, I'm going to start making my bed. It was just like one of those necessities of life where now I can see like when we end up in our own place, that's just going to be a natural progression that everybody's making their bed every morning because we've just gotten used to it. And now that I will have my own room where it's like people won't be napping in my room anymore, like it will be my room. I do want it to look nice and be that place that I can, when I come into it, I feel like I can take a deep breath instead of like, oh, my bed's not even made. I think it is just such a small thing that can make a big difference, a lot of impact. So, what about the bigger cleaning tasks? Like, the nitty-gritty stuff. Do you guys just delegate all those things to your kids too?
Well, you want me to be honest?
Are they happening?
No, they're not. I'm looking at very dirty windows right now that haven't been washed in 2 years since we got them. I actually vacuumed today
Nice.
because Brian's been gone for the week. And so to me, that's the impetus I need to actually pick stuff up and put stuff away that's been sitting there for 6 months. So we started a Goodwill pile and I vacuumed. I actually cleaned our bathroom and that probably hasn't, oh, this, do I really have to be honest? The bathroom wasn't done, and the last time we did it was, and the reason I know the date is because this is the day before we left for Florida,
Oh, that's hilarious.
was December 14th.
Well, you were gone for a while, so
You're
you have to
right, but
factor that in there, right?
well, but I only did it so it would look nice when we came back. So that's not telling you when I did it prior to that. But the kids then, they actually clean their own bathroom and the downstairs bathroom. So that happens more often than not, just because I can, I'm not going to make them clean my bathroom. But there's, that's probably like every 2 weeks or so. I'm like, hey, clean your bathroom. But I don't, I never have done like dusting and things like that. I mean, we have hardwoods in the kitchen and the family room. So, like, we have to pick those up because our dog doesn't eat everything that's on the floor. Most things, but not everything. And a lot of times Naomi will say, "Hey, can I mop?" Because we've got that little Swiffer mop, you know, you just spray and then wipe it. And she likes doing that, and that's she has fun with that. And you know, I'm game whenever she wants to. But it doesn't happen as much unless we have ants, which happens every spring or whenever we have a big rain. And so then we get out peppermint oil and you know, spray peppermint everywhere in the mop and stuff like that. But this, I don't know. I think I just decided that I would rather live in a house that's used than always worrying about the nitty cleaning. You know, I'm not a germaphobe. I don't know if living in India is part of that reason or really, I just know that it's good to live around bacteria. I'm not saying like I put raw meat on the counter, you know, but I've found that immune systems are healthier when you're not a control cleaning freak. You know, like you need to live in bacteria. Your kids need to play in the dirt. Yes, you can get worms and parasites from that, but there are things you can do to avoid that too. So I just honestly, that the big cleaning task, like, you know, we'll clean out the garage. Like my husband prides himself on being able to pull both cars into the garage. So, but that happens once a year. You know, we clean up the basement probably every 2 months. Like, I mean, that's just reality. Like, we live here, and I don't want the kids to ever feel that cleaning took a priority over them and that I looked at them as dirty people. And that's why I'm cleaning. Like, I think I just want our home to feel safe and not that these messy things I have to scrub after. And I think it's easy to make kids feel that way. And so that's why also like we delegate most of our like I'm sorry, I really think about this a lot. We delegate most of our cleaning task out to them because they can take pride in it and they're less likely to get it dirty again if they've done something with it to clean it. And it just gives them ownership.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's not me then like correcting what they clean or you know, cleaning up everything, which I think then once again would be like, she, why is she always cleaning up after us? Like, what, you know, is there something wrong with us? I don't know. And maybe I'm
Yeah, that's
projecting
deep.
something. Yeah, I don't know. I, you know, I, since this is
I think
public,
it's sweet.
I probably will stop there. Like the really the, kind of the heart behind that. But that gives you kind of some of my heart with that, you know, like it's just, we really work really hard on community, and
That's
that even
awesome.
goes, we have community in our business and then community with our kids, and it's just, it's all together, all for one.
I love what you're saying because, I mean, one, you've put so much thought into even you're not cleaning. But I just think it speaks to the reality of what moms, stay-at-home moms, homeschooling moms are faced with. Like, there's only so much time in the day. We're trying to do so many things. If we're keeping things picked up and it's not like nasty, then I think that there's room for that. There's grace for that in this time in our lives when there's just so much going on that I, like you were saying, I don't want to sacrifice my relationship with my kids. Like, I'm sorry, I can't spend time with you because I have so much to clean. Like, there's a, like the things we've talked about, we have to keep up on the dishes, we have to keep up on the laundry. You're going to want to clean your bathroom every once in a while. But even kind of how I was talking about the HelloFresh meals and how I could, even though it cost a little bit more, it was worth it for me to not have all these extra tasks that I was needing to do to keep on top of our meals that way and not have us eating out. I, something, one of my goals is like, I want to save up money so every couple of months or whatever, I could hire a maid to come in and do the nitty gritty because I know I'm not naturally good at it or I don't have the time to commit to it. Like, it's worth it to me to pay someone every once in a while. I'm not saying I'm going to have like a weekly maid, you know, but I think that sometimes we have to give ourselves grace as moms that it's okay if we're not the best at everything. And it's okay to get help to make those things happen if we know that we either don't have the time or we're not just naturally good at that. You know, like, it's okay. Right. You don't have to feel bad about that. So, I mean, we, of course, living with my parents right now, it's different. And so there's help. There's more adults doing things. But, you know, we have our own bathroom and stuff that I clean every, you know, week or two and that sort of thing. But there's just been like a general upkeep on things that it hasn't been like, okay, we all have to, you know, shut the place down to clean for 3 days or, you know, it's just, it's just kind of in the natural flow of stuff. And life happens with kids, especially, and you just kind of have to go with it. So, well, I loved your answer. I think that's a really good place to wrap things up. So how are you cultivating loveliness right now, Jody?
Well, I think for March, it's putting stuff in Goodwill. Like I mentioned, I took a lot of the books that I have in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And I just decided, you know what, I'm not going to read this. And some of them I had read, and I just decided I'm going to give those to Goodwill. So I think really with it being spring is on the horizon, just the Goodwill pile and doing a bit of maybe, like I'm almost contradicting myself, but, you know, the bigger cleaning tasks, like, that decluttering is so, so important, because when you've got a ton of stuff, it literally just keeps you from doing something.
Yeah.
Like it stops you. Like there's so many books out there on it. I remember when I read Tish Oxenreider's book on cleaning and decluttering, like it rocked my world. And so I went and I got rid of so much stuff, and it was amazing the productivity that happened in the house. And then just clean, like doing a general tidy up.
Yeah.
Like say you're having someone over for dinner and, you know, it doesn't need to be perfect because life is life, but you kind of want something. So it's like the underwear or socks on the floor, you know? So like even just picking up is easier when you don't have stuff.
Yes.
So the loveliness is in creating space to think and create.
Yeah.
By having less stuff and getting rid of that stuff. I know I recently read someone who whether they keep something or not is, does it bring joy and happiness?
Yes.
And if it doesn't, they pitch it.
Yes,
and I really
it's the
like
KonMari
that.
Method. Have you listened
yes,
to?
Yes, that's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
I really
does it
like
spark
that.
Joy?
Yeah, I think that's more realistic in decluttering
mm-hmm.
than have I used it, say, in 2 years or 6 months.
Yeah, I agree. Yep. And I talked
what
about
you?
Well, I talked about whole topic a little bit with Leah last month in February. We were talking about home decor and that sort of thing, and just how much freedom I feel in moving forward into a new place at some point, because we are kind of starting fresh and there's less stuff to begin with, because stuff can just become overwhelming.
Yeah, for sure. It really does. Yeah. It really does.
So how I am cultivating loveliness right now is, you know, I've been trying to amp things up with cultivating the lovely and my voiceover career and all kinds of things to be providing. And it can get a little overwhelming, especially when I know that there are certain things that I don't have strengths in, but it's kind of a one-man show. I mean, I have some help with the podcast, but it's been largely a one-man show. And so I have a good friend who just decided a few weeks ago to come on as a VA for me to just kind of help me manage all of the things that I need to do, because I sometimes just like figuring out everything that needs to go into making this thing roll and then staying on top of it is hard for me to do without some accountability. And so she's kind of taking over helping manage everything that needs to get done in a month and then just letting me know every day, like, this is what you need to get done today. And just having that person do that for me, which sounds so simple, I could have it on a calendar or whatever, but because it's a person, I feel accountable to her. And it's helping me to stay more on track and not procrastinate about things and just get things done so that I can build things the way that I need to. So that's been a kind of a big thing for me, just to be managing my time and my life better right now.
I think that's really powerful, because sometimes adding that in, like creating a what we call a fake deadline.
Yeah.
You know, you have that accountability now with her for your fake deadline that you actually get more stuff done.
Yeah.
And you know she's waiting on you. And so, you have to get it done.
Yeah. And
so
even
it's really
though,
helpful.
Yeah. And even though she's not doing any of the tasks on the list, like, it makes the list feel more manageable when I know she's mm-hmm. helping me break it down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's my
That was
lovely.
Wise.
Thank
Very
you.
Wise.
Well, it was so fun talking with you. I can't wait to chat with you again next month.
I will look forward to it.
All right. Bye, lady.
Bye.
Well, hopefully Jody and I were able to give you guys some tips on just like real life mom stuff this week. And if not, then maybe you could just laugh with us a little bit. If you want any of the show notes from this week, you can head over to boldturquoise.com/058. And as always, be sure to be checking out what we've got going on over on the Patreon page. Go to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. We've been having so much fun over there. As we're heading into April, we're actually going to be talking about our wardrobes, tips for wearing stuff that looks good on you, paring down your wardrobe so you don't just have a closet overflowing with a bunch of random clothes you're not actually wearing, and really making the most of what you're wearing. So I think it's going to be a really fun way to be talking about self-care throughout the month of April. As always, thank you for leaving ratings and reviews in iTunes. I so appreciate it. It really does help get the word out there about the podcast. And I think that's it for this week. So until next time, ladies, go be bold and gracious.